This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So grateful, hallelujah, that the Lord has allowed us to see another day that was not promised to us, another day where we have all of the activities of our limbs. Another day we were able, hallelujah, to go out and manage business, take care of the things that we needed to take care of. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Apostle E.B. Wright. Hallelujah. Standing in for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise the Lord. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, hallelujah, is the mother ministry of this prayer line right here. In the background tonight, I'm in Texas, and this is spring, and we are actually like having a storm. There's some thunder and some lightning and all that stuff going on, but to God be all the glory. I'm going to continue to pray that he will watch over us and protect me while I am praying. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. And we thank you for strength. We thank you for your love, your kindnesses, and all of your tender mercy that you keep bestowing upon us. Hallelujah. We are praying, Father God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. We are praying that you would strengthen them and that you would keep them and perfect peace, that you would watch over them and protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, and dangers, seen and unseen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for families, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, hallelujah, cousins. Yes, nieces and nephews. We're praying for the family because we believe that the family that prays together will stay together. We thank you for life, health, and strength, for everything that you've already done for us today, for everything, oh God, we want to give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to make sure, Father, that we put our family first. Let our family be our ministry in the name of Jesus. For they are the people who are always with us and who will spend the rest of their lives with us. Hallelujah. We believe that family ought to stick together. But we know that the enemy is going around to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, trying to cause confusion in the family, Father God, trying to make us be at odds with each other. But in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray over every mother, over every father, over every child. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every son, every daughter, every sister, every brother, every grandmother, we pray, grandpa, grandfather, pawpaw, hallelujah, the body of Christ, oh God. We pray for the pastors and the preachers and the teachers, the evangelists, hallelujah, the bishops, the apostles. Glory to God. We pray for the body of Christ. Anybody that has took up the mantle, hallelujah, and have decided to follow Jesus. Glory to God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that there won't be any confusion among us, Father, but that you would do what you said in Isaiah 26:3. I will keep thee in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Help us to keep our mind on you. Help us, oh God, not to let our minds, hallelujah, play tricks on us. Help us, oh God, not to fret about what's going on in this world system, but help us to keep on keeping on in your holy name right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you blot out any transgression, oh God, anything that's in our lives that is not like you. We ask that you take it away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are seeking your face. We need your leadership. We need your guidance. We need your strength, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your strength in our families, your strength in our relationship, your strength, hallelujah, even in the churches, oh God, on the jobs, hallelujah. We need your strength, hallelujah. We pray that you would teach us, hallelujah, how to continue to pray and to lean upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to pray daily, oh God. Pray daily for our families. Pray daily for our jobs, hallelujah. Pray daily for our friendships and for our relationships, that they are healthy friendships and relationships in the name of Jesus, and that we are being led by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and that the Lord, hallelujah, that your will and your way is being done in us at all times, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray that you will give us a mind and a heart, hallelujah, after Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, that we will continue to pray for everybody around us, whether we know them personally or not, oh God. But you said men should always pray and not faint. Father God, so much murder and mayhem going on around us, oh God. But we speak peace, hallelujah. Peace in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. Peace in our cities, oh God. Peace in our states right now. Peace right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your peace, hallelujah. Your peace, oh God. Not our peace, but your peace. Glory to God for everybody right now, under the sound of my voice right now. If they're going through anything, oh God, we ask that they cast all their cares upon you, knowing that you cared for us, knowing that you told us that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. Oh, God, thank you right now, knowing what you told us, Father God. Hallelujah, to seek you while you may be found, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for life, for health, and for strength. We thank you, hallelujah, for the ability, Father God, to reason together with one another. Hallelujah, to come together with the saints of God and to pray, Father God, for unity and for strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We are going to continue to pray for our families, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying, Father God, for our children. In the name of Jesus, we know some places, some states are making it mandatory for the children to get back into schools, oh God. And even some of the teachers, Father God, don't feel comfortable going back to school because everybody hasn't had their shot. Oh, Father God, but we pray that you will strengthen them, that you will cover them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the teachers, the children, Father, all of those that have been put out there to go back to work for such a time as this, oh God. Well, hallelujah, we pray that you will watch over them and you will protect them, Father, that you will keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will send your warring angels, hallelujah, to be encamped around about them. In the mighty name of Jesus, binding up every sickness, every infirmity, every weakness, any and everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, giving everything to you right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, remembering what Psalms 91, hallelujah, has told us, oh God. Glory to God, hallelujah, about being in the secret place of the Most High. Help us, Father God, hallelujah, to remain under the shadow of the Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to keep, hallelujah, our mind stayed on you. Glory to God, and not be carried away by what's going on in this world system, in the United States of America or abroad. You told us in Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. We trust you, dear God. We trust you, hallelujah, to do exceedingly and abundantly and more according to Ephesians 3:20 than we could even ask or think, oh God. And then you said, according to the power that worketh in us. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Psalms 107, hallelujah, says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Let's give thanks unto the Lord for everything that he has already done for us so far today. Verse 4 says, they wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Hallelujah. Their souls fainted in them when they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them north by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Let us thank the Lord. Let us praise the Lord for his love and his kindnesses and all of his tender mercies. Glory to God that he keeps bestowing upon us. Glory to God. We know, hallelujah, that we walk and live by faith in the name of Jesus. It is not because of our goodness or because of our righteousness that we live, but it is because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our elder brother. Glory to God who sacrificed his own life so that we might be saved, hallelujah, and have eternal life, that we are yet here, we yet live, glory to God, to tell others about the goodness of God, hallelujah. Yes, I said earlier, hey, glory to God, a family that prays together stays together, and this family right now that I'm talking about is, hallelujah, Cornerstone Deliverance Church family coming together on the prayer line. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, praying for Apostle Asia Hurd, praying for Bishop Isaac Hurd, praying for the whole body. Hallelujah, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, for every preacher, every teacher, every mother, every minister of the gospel right now, every worship, hallelujah, glory to God, every prayer warrior and every evangelist and intercessor covering the body of Christ, hallelujah, in prayer, hallelujah, asking you, Lord, to touch each and every one of us where we are right now, asking you to meet every need that we might have in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For you said in your word, if we ask that it will, it shall be given. If we seek you, Father God, hallelujah, then we will find. If we knock, the door will be open unto us. Hallelujah. We are seeking your will, oh God, at all times. Hallelujah. No matter what it's looking like, sounding like, or feeling like, we want to trust you. Hallelujah. With everything that we have. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for allowing us to come before you today. Hallelujah, we ask for your continued protection over our lives, over our families, over our friends, oh God. Oh, my God, over our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers. Hallelujah, siblings, Father God, nieces, nephews. Hallelujah, the whole body, oh God. We are still praying for them, Father, asking that you take charge, that you take over. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to reach out, oh God, to seek your face in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We may not even be in the same state as our families are, oh God, as our friends are either, but we cover them right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for Sister Jasmine. Hallelujah. Her daughter, Lapita, cut her wrist this week, oh God, trying to commit suicide. I believe Lapita is 13 or 14 years old. That mother, father is being overwhelmed with what's going on with that child. Oh, but we put her in prayer this evening. Jasmine and Lapita, the whole family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal. Hallelujah. Set free and deliver Lapita in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The mother is starting to think that she is demon possessed. But Father, only you know what's really going on. You are able to fix it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it right now. In the name of Jesus. And then give Jasmine peace of mind, Father God. Keep her mind. Don't allow her to lose her mind, oh God, because she's overwhelmed by what's going on, Father. Listen to her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Still praying for Sister Josephina and her son Peter, Father God. Hallelujah. Asking, Father, that you repair that breach that is between them in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praying for Nicholas Mark Boyce. Hallelujah. Apostle Herod asked for us to pray. Hallelujah. For this man on last night. Hallelujah. He has a blood disorder that's putting stress on his heart. We are praying that he get a good report. Father God, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly and more than we could ask. But you told us to ask, oh God. So we're not just asking for ourselves, but we're asking for those who have asked us to pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, praying for those children that have come over the border. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These last couple of days, Father, and they are making a place for them at the K. Bailey Auditorium downtown Dallas, oh God. I pray that there don't be any mishaps, oh God. I pray that you would keep them all in perfect peace until they have found a place to go, a safe haven, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, praying, Father God, for families that's going through, that's fussing and fighting, my God, with their strife between them, among them, oh God. Praying for your peace, oh God. Hallelujah, to take over and overwhelm them in the name of Jesus, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Somebody's praying right now that you will come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come and see about me right now. Father God, even now, even if we know if you don't go, you can send someone, you can touch somebody's heart, hallelujah, to give them a call, or to go and knock on their doors and ask them, how are you doing? In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, you told us to show your love, oh God, your love. Glory to God. Help us to show love to every man, every woman, every child. In the mighty name of Jesus, show the love of Christ, the love of God. In the name of Jesus, don't try to be so critical and pull people down, but lift them up in the name of Jesus if we see that they need help and they need prayer. We pray that you will have your way in us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. To keep us always. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to give us peace of mind. Hallelujah. So that we don't worry about anything. Guard our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. So that we will only display your love instead of hate and anger or bitterness. Father, they are still arresting people. Hallelujah. Those that had something to do with going to the, in January, going to the Capitol and frightening the men and women that was in there, Father God. Hallelujah. They are pulling people left and right. Hallelujah. To us going to arrest them, Father, and put them away. But we know some that should have been arrested is not being arrested. But, Father, we give everything to you because it's in your hand. In the name of Jesus, help us not to be so easily persuaded by people, Father God, that just want to use us up. Let us seek your face, hallelujah, before we go around just doing anything with anybody because they said so. Hallelujah. Let us get a word from you. We need your guidance. We need your strength, oh God. We pray that you will open our eyes so that we can see. See clearly. Open our ears so that we can hear you, Father God. For you said, my children know my voice, and another they will not follow. Father, if there's any hatred or animosity in any of us, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you put us on the Holy Ghost arrest, and we get all of that mess out of us in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, peace among us, love among us, joy among us, hallelujah, with everyone that we meet in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to win souls. We can't win souls being ugly, talking about people, putting down people. You said with love and kindness have you drawn them. Hallelujah. Help us to be, hallelujah, loving and kind. Yes, Lord, to one another. Yes, hallelujah, to those that don't know you, oh God, but they need to get to know you. Help us right now. Yes, Lord, to tell them what you want them to know. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you for your word, oh God. Yes, Lord. We thank you for Jeremiah 29:11, where you said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, hallelujah, to those who ask, those who seek him, those who continue to pray and ask for more wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we not only ask you to watch over our families, but we ask that you watch over our homes when we are away, Father God.
Carmen.
That no harm will fall, hallelujah, on anything that we own, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Guard our homes, oh God. God, our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, let us continue to pray and seek your face, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and let our home be a living sanctuary for you, where we meet and where we pray, oh God, where we rest, hallelujah, from the cares of this world, hallelujah, where we're able to reach out to other people, Father God, hallelujah, where we can rest our tired bodies, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to protect us, even when it's time to go to sleep at night, hallelujah, we bind up the thieves, oh God, and the robbers, in the name of Jesus, any calamity that might come our way, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give everything to you right now because we trust you, oh God, hallelujah, to keep us and keep our families safe and sound, hallelujah, from the evil one, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God, we are praying for the United States of America, Father God. Hallelujah for the new president. Hallelujah and all the people that you have around him. We are praying, oh God, that they really do walk by faith in the name of Jesus, that they really do pray and seek your face in the name of Jesus about what they must do. Hallelujah for your children here in the United States of America. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for hallelujah, President Biden, hallelujah, and Vice President, hallelujah, Harris, Father God. We praying, Father God, that they, hallelujah, not perpetrating a fraud, and just wanted to get in there. We pray that they're going to make things better for us and not worse for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear God, we're asking, Father God, that you heal anyone that might be sick.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, that you touch them wherever they are, whatever they are going through. Father God, those who may have COVID-19, those who may have pneumonia, Father God, those who have congested heart failure, diabetes, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Father God, those who have had strokes, oh God, hallelujah, that you will restore the mind, body, soul, and spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch them with your healing power right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, Sister Tammy Mims, grandmother, Father God, she asked for prayer for her grandmother, we are praying for Tammy Mims, her grandmama, and her mama, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know what's going on, oh God, better than anybody else, hallelujah, we're praying that you meet whatever need they may have, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, do it right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all of those that are lost and don't know you, Father God, we are praying for them too, oh God, that you open their eyes, oh God. Let them see you in us, and let them want to be saved, set free, and delivered. Let them see the peace that you have given us, the joy. Hallelujah, that you are giving us, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us share your word, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, let us be witnesses, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us to go to the hedges and the highways and compel men to come unto you, dear God. Let us be about your business right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You already endowed us with power. Oh, yes, God, we read on last night. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. Hallelujah, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, Lord, help us to lean on you. Hallelujah, help us, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us right now, Father God, to do whatever it is that you have called us to do. Hallelujah. We're praying even now, Father God. Hallelujah. For anything that's not like you that's in our lives, we ask that you take it out. We're giving it up, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If our thinking is bad, take it away from us, oh God. Hallelujah, by compassion. If we don't have compassion, uncompassion, give us compassion, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, if there's any hatred or malice, give us love and peace in the name of Jesus for everyone we meet. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, oh God, hallelujah, I will keep thee in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Help us to keep our mind on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask, Father God, that you show us the way and that you deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus from anything and everything that's not like you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Give me a clean heart that I might serve you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, lift me up.
Yes, yes.
So that I,
yes, Lord,
can be used by thee. For I'm not worthy of all your blessing. Give me a clean heart, and I'll follow thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, according to, yes, Lord, 2 Timothy. Glory, glory. I want to make sure I'm in the right one. 2 Timothy, not 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. Hallelujah. You say, you therefore, my son, and this is Paul speaking to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is me now speaking to the body of Christ that is assembled on this prayer line, the body of Christ who will hear this prayer even later on. And the things that you have heard, hallelujah, from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. Also, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, talking about the world, that they may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Some years ago, and they probably still sing that song in the Church of God in Christ, one of the songs they used to sing is, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. We are children of the Most High God, but we are soldiers. Glory to God. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crop. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer. He was in prison, talking about Paul, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained, my God. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Hallelujah. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithful, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Praise the Lord. If we die with him, talking about killing that flesh, letting the flesh die daily, because the flesh wants to do what the flesh wants to do. Amen. But we got to put a muzzle sometime on our flesh, on our mouth, my God, so we would be worthy to be called a child of the Most High God. I want to get to verse 21. Glory to God. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful lust. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. I know you heard me praying earlier about strife in the family, strife with other people. Strife on people, with people, even on the job. But the Lord wants us, the saints of God, not to have any strife, my God. And as a servant of the Lord, must not quarrel, hallelujah, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and accept escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. We continue to pray for the body of Christ, but we continue to pray for those that don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cover them. Hallelujah. And asking the Lord to give them time. Hallelujah. More grace and more mercy for them to come in and to seek his face in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To one of our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and our fathers, uncles and aunties, hallelujah, grandmamas and grandfathers, whoever that we know, hallelujah, that might not know the Lord, hallelujah, and the pardon of their sins, but we want to share the word of God with them, not trying to beat them up and trying to pull them down, my God, but just to tell them about the goodness of the Lord, and also to live in a way, glory to God, a way that we can be proud of, and that when they see us, the Bible says, because we are like a light that sitteth upon a hill. My God, and when men see our good works, they won't glorify us, but they will glorify our Father who is in heaven. Glory to God. So we want to continue to live a good and wholesome life that would draw men unto God in the name of Jesus. Come in to my heart. Come in to my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If anyone that's under the sound of my voice and you do not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, but you thought about it, you considered it, I would like to admonish you to come in, give him a chance right now, knowing that God loves you and he wants you to experience peace and life more abundantly. And most of all, he wants you to have eternal life. We know that sin separates us from God. For God, hallelujah, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. According to St. John 3:16. In John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory.
This is your perfect opportunity to come to Jesus. God created us in his own image to have abundant life. Hallelujah. He didn't make us robots that we would just automatically love him and obey him. But he gave us free will, gave us the choice to make a choice to follow him or not. But I pray that right now, glory to God, that you have made up your mind that you want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. I pray that even now, if you have decided to follow Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, that you will repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you in prayer asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your son and that he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin and will worship you all the days of my life. Because your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen,
amen,
amen, amen. And amen. And we believe if you repeated that prayer after us, after me, that the Lord has came into your heart. Hallelujah. And that he is a part of your life right now. In the name of Jesus, and that the angels in heaven, hallelujah, are rejoicing over you. And so are we, that you have decided to follow Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for anyone under the sound of our voice that accepted you on tonight. We pray that they would get into a good faith-based church as soon as possible. But if they don't have a faith-based church to get into, hallelujah, we want you to know that you are welcome to join us here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. For as long as we are using, glory to God, this conference line to have our prayer and Bible study and Sunday school and spirit and truth worship services, you are welcome, welcome, welcome to join us. Praise the Lord. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, hallelujah, is under the leadership and the guidance of Apostle Asia Hurd and Bishop Isaac Hurd. They are at 830 Pepperidge Road, Westbury, New York, 11590. Again, Cornerstone Deliverance Church is under the leadership of Apostle Asia Hurd and Bishop Isaac Hurd. They are at 830 Pepperidge Road, Westbury, New York, 11590. If you would like to get in contact with Cornerstone Deliverance Church for any reason, prayer or a testimony, glory to God, you can call Cornerstone Deliverance Church at 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. We praise God for the daughter ministries that Cornerstone Deliverance Church has. Hallelujah. We have Prophetess Maggie Cabina in Midway, Georgia. She is the overseer of Kingdom Living Fellowship. She is in Midway, Georgia. Wonderful and anointed prayer warrior and intercessor. You're able to call Prophetess Maggie at 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. Again, she is in Midway, Georgia. Prophetess Maggie Cabina, Kingdom Living Fellowship. 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. And you can also call me, Apostle E.B. Wright, Special People in Christ, Encouraging Saints, Outreach Ministries, also known as Spices. We are another daughter ministry here in Dallas, Texas. If you're in the Texas area, you're welcome to call me at 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. Again, Special People in Christ, Encouraging Saints, also known as Spices, 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. I hope and pray that we said something on tonight in the prayer and also in the scriptures to encourage you in the Lord, to keep on keeping on. Glory to God. I'd like to just tell you thank you for joining me in prayer on tonight. Glory to God. Because he said, well, there's two or three. Glory to God. Gather together in my name. I'm in the midst. Hallelujah. So all of the prayers that went up before the Lord, we praise God because we believe that he heard our prayers. And we'll be back on the prayer line in the morning at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central time. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, you are welcome, welcome, welcome to join me for Tuesday morning prayer, praise, and worship service. Never know how the Lord is going to use us, but we just want to be ready and be available to him. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints, and thank you so much for being on the line. Agape love, everybody. Agape love until we meet again. Amen, amen, and amen.
Agape love.
Agape love. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.